Gulf Breeze Republican Representative Doug Broxson is the bill's House sponsor.
Currently, under law, every school in all 67 districts have to post somewhere on campus a disclaimer that says you are allowed not to say the pledge. Unfortunately, in my county, we had a parent came to the school board with a lawyer and required that it be posted in every classroom where the flag appeared. So today, as we speak, right before you say the pledge, below that is a disclaimer saying you don't have to say the pledge.
The measure, which has the backing of the Ford Association of School Superintendents, was brought to him by Santa Rosa School Superintendent Tim Rosdick. Since the incident occurred in his area, Rosdick says in every classroom, he was forced to put signs up stating, quote, students are invited to stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of our country, but they are not required to do so. So Broxson says his bill is a solution.
What this bill would do is simply say, rather than posting it on campus, it'll be put in the handbook prior to the year, school year, and the parents and the student could read it and discuss it. And if there was any concern about whether they could say the pledge, it would be dealt with in the handbook.
Broxson says this is a particularly big deal in his area, where he even organized a local hearing.
It was a major issue back home. In fact, we had a public hearing concerning this. Because, as you can imagine, a lot of people that, especially in our area, that 35% of my county is military supported, our economy in Okaloosa is 70%. So there was concern that there would be a disrespect for that process of encouraging our kids to say the pledge. So there was a lot of emotion.
Multiple people showed up for Broxson's town hall meeting in December to speak against the classroom signs. Among them was retired Lieutenant Colonel Debbie Gonneau, who served nearly 30 years in the U.S. Air Force.
We are Americans. This is America. We say the pledge. We stand for the national anthem. We show respect for our flag. And if we quit teaching our children what it means to be Americans, if we allow the removal of faith and patriotism and family values from the schools, then we have done exactly what Khrushchev said we would do. We have destroyed America from within. Thank you very much.
Overall, Broxson says his bill still allows students to recite the pledge and gives others the right not to say it.
Some people believe that maybe we overreacted in Santa Rosa by posting it in every classroom, but this will codify the procedure that we should go through in notifying the parents, notifying the kids through the handbook, that if they chose not to, which is incredible to believe that that would happen wholesale around the state, but if they chose not to say the pledge, there is a procedure that they would go through.
And the K-12 subcommittee passed the measure unanimously. Meanwhile, its Senate companion by Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers has not yet had a hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.